Well, here we go. Is it? Do we have a Davy Lane?
Indeed.
Whoa, we do. Look at this. Hello, wow. Dave Lane. Beautiful.
It is I, Timu Gordon, the forgotten hardliner, Gen X Davy.
Never forgotten. How are you today, sir?
I'm well.
I do want to tell you. Go ahead.
I heard that you guys had some infighting.
What?
Yeah. I heard that there was fisticuffs on the invasion yesterday.
Yeah,
is everything okay?
Now, when you first heard that, did you think it was me and Matt? Like we're just throwing down in the studio?
No, because I know that Matt knows that he would lose that battle. So I knew
you're
that
probably
it
probably right. He knows.
I knew that it wouldn't be between you guys. I just wanted to know who is that little bitch Travis coming after.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
Hey, Travis.
How's your ass?
No, we're good. We worked it out. Good. We talked it out, hugged it out. Everything is fantastic.
Sometimes bros need to blow off steam.
I know. And usually you'll blow it off in other ways, but this one was a huge, huge argument.
Well, good. I'm glad that things are put to bed.
I do want to commend you and congratulate you for a job well done on Friday night.
Oh, thank you so much.
A lot of tunes.
Ticket 80s prom.
Yes. And I do want to relate a story to you. I don't know if I've told you this or not because.
Oh, before you do.
Yes.
Before you do, I want to extend my gratitude and my apologies to Matt because he did participate. He did give me a liner, but I didn't get it until I was almost done. And so I didn't play it. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Cause I got that text that you had sent. The last one, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got to do that. So as soon as I got home, I recorded it and sent it over. And then, of course, probably that makes sense by the time you saw it. I should have got it to you.
Yeah, I checked my email like at 12:30, and I saw that you had sent it. Yeah. So
how long did you go?
Almost till 1, 7 until 1.
It's impressive.
It's a lot of tunes, man.
A lot of dances.
Well, I mean, you know, Donnie, like when you are playing music that you love and you get in the flow, time flies and you just don't care. You're having fun.
Yeah, when I was in school, man, it was if you wanted to be in radio, if you're spinning tunes, and I thought that's what I wanted to do. I never had the opportunity. Well, I worked at the Bone for 3 years, but I was part of the morning show, so I wasn't spinning tunes myself. So I've always wanted to do that. And I've always threatened to do a Quiet Storm on the Ticket one night. Just to dim the lights and play nothing but R&B ballads so we can have love around the Metroplex.
You
I think
do
I
that.
Want to do that one
I think
time.
You should.
I agree.
People would be clamoring for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do it one day this summer because you inspired me. I was in the car listening to the 80s prom, and I enjoyed it. But I was thinking about it because usually you'll think back about the high school prom, and I did go in 88, and I had a crazy circumstance to happen around my date for the prom, but it started for me.
Your mom?
No, it wasn't my mom. Although she would have been a great date. We would have had a really good time. It started for me in the eighth grade because we had a band ball when I was in the eighth grade. So I'm 12. And right at that moment, I decided that I was going to get one of the cutest girls in school to go with me to the band ball. Now, believe it or not, Davey, I was an absolute nerd in middle school.
Oh, I've seen the pictures.
Thank you. Totally. But for
math,
some
dude.
Aren't we all nerds in middle school? I mean, the dudes that peak in middle school, they're the losers now.
They
right?
flame out now. Yeah, it took me a while to ramp up. But you don't think about that when you're in the middle school. You want to be one of the cool dudes.
You just
not
wonder
the nerd.
For your life, will they let you out of the locker sometime?
right.
Hard to say.
Will they stop giving me wedgies?
Right.
Like, come on,
can
come
I
on
have
now.
My shoes back?
Thank
Is that
you.
Cool?
Thank you. No, I need that clarinet for band. Don't do that to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to eat
that's
my
not
lunch.
Where the reed goes.
I have to
didn't
play
like that
this
lunch
thing.
Anyway. Feel free. I'm glad you took it.
I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. But I decided at that moment I wanted to ask one of the cutest girls in school to go to the band ball with me. So if the band ball, let's say, was in May, in January, I asked this one girl in school, would she go with me? She said yes. I had no chance of dating her or being my girlfriend or anything, but I asked her if she wanted to go, and she said yeah. So I'm set. Bold. 4 months in a row. Wow. 4 months beforehand, I'm set. Yeah. Well, this other girl in school in the band kind of started liking me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, wow, okay. I may actually have a girlfriend here. It's great. But then I even told her, hey, I already asked this girl to go to the band ball. So I already have a date, and I don't know what to do here. Mm-hmm. And then she told me, well, I'm not going to the band ball anyway. This is great. I have a girlfriend that's not going to the band ball, and I have this date already. I'm still going to look like a king.
Hey, now.
But she wound up, long story short, she wound up going to the band ball. So I actually had the date that I brought and my girlfriend at the band ball at the same time.
Wow.
One on each arm, looking like a pimp.
In the eighth grade.
That's incredible.
So did you do the sitcom trope of like trying to keep them busy in one end of the room and then running to the other?
I was jumping tables, trying to accommodate. At 12, I'm jumping tables. And then my mom, who was a chaperone, walks over and is like, what are you doing over here? Your date's over there. So now I'm trying to explain to her what's happening at this hotel. And she was like, well, you got to make a decision on. You have a decision to make.
Sounds like a Disney Channel movie.
Dude, it was remarkable. I'm 12.
That's impressive, man. That's fascinating.
So who did I end up spending the most of the evening with?
Your girlfriend, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. But even in eighth grade, you kind of figure out how that works.
This girl asked her 4 months ahead of time. Yeah, one of the cutest girls in school.
But did she really care? Were her feelings hurt?
Oh, she cared.
So she was into you.
I don't know if she was into me, but I did ask her to go, and she was my date.
If she cared and it bothered her a lot, then she must have liked you. Otherwise, she'd be like, oh, whatever.
Or she just felt disrespected.
Right.
Like, this nerd.
Yeah, right. This had to be it. He's the
Who's
one
he
that,
think he is?
He asked me 4 months in advance, and now he's not even sitting at the table with me? She should have been pissed.
Did you pull the corsage out of your briefcase when you got to their house?
You're funny. You're a funny man. It wasn't in my briefcase. Although I did have a corsage. It was the wrist one, though.
Well, I hope so. You got to take that. We had dances when I was in middle school. They called them socials, though. Like, we had an eighth grade social, and, you know, you'd wear a shirt with a tie, and the girls would wear nice dresses, I suppose. And I guess I had a date, but it was more like we just went as a big group, and some parent drove us to El Chico for dinner, and then we went to the dance or whatever. And you don't really dance. You just kind of stand there.
Oh, no, we danced.
I was too nervous.
Yeah, my middle school memory, my middle school dance memory, there was a girl in band who had a crush on me for some reason.
Oh, look at that.
But I did not reciprocate. I was not into her because even back then, as I still do today, I had impossibly high standards. And
go Dave.
So we both end up at this dance. I think she may have been a year younger. I think maybe I was in ninth grade, she was in eighth grade. But at the dance, she asked me to slow dance. And so I begrudgingly slow danced with her. And even though I was completely unattracted to her, I had the most outrageous tent pop up in my pants.
Step back, you're dancing kind of close.
Man, in eighth grade, that's the worst thing to ever happen.
There's nothing you can do about it. And it's horrible.
So what did you do, Dave?
I mean, I just had to throw the hips back a little bit and ride it out.
Yeah,
and then,
do you have a book I can borrow real quick?
Yeah, and then I had to go sit on the bleachers until things went back to normal.
And you sit there like, man.
You just start thinking about the baseball lineup.
Yeah.
Trying to calm
things
down.
About George Wright.
It is. You walk down the
Cecil
hall.
Cecil Espy.
Like, that would probably cause me to run away.
Cecil Espy.
I'd have to run off. Like, I'm the most embarrassing thing in the world.
To all of us, unfortunately, as a man.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't remember that happening. I remember in eighth grade, this one girl named Nicole, who was... I know.
Sorry, do you hear Wells?
Yeah, Wells
he
is
just
like,
busted into the office.
Like, hurry up and tell
he's
the story.
Like, hey,
please,
I understand,
dude.
Guys. I get it.
All the time.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, Nicole, and she was very... very dark skin, but I thought she was very cute. And danced with her pretty much the majority of the night. And then how your friends would kind of ridicule you because you did something and the peer pressure would get to you and I didn't even talk to her. And I think she did like me. And I just let it go. She could have been Mrs. Donovan Lewis right now.
So your friends didn't think she was, your friends didn't think she was good looking. So then you just ghosted her.
Right. Which is so bad because we're all dumb. Yeah,
peer pressure is the worst.
It is, man.
It's rough.
She could have been my lady right now. I went to sex with all these women. What?
Wow.
Who said that?
You did.
That wasn't me. What?
That's Captain Vegas talking.
Yeah. Pretty sure that was you.
Oh yeah. It was
Did you hear the segment I dedicated to you, by the way, Donnie?
No.
When I played your liner and I dedicated the set of the 80s prom that was in the club.
Okay.
So it was
what songs?
Oh gosh. Let me see. Let me pull it up real quick.
Yuck, don't do that.
Oh, that's Creed?
Hang on. Hang on, bro.
You're listening to Davey pull up a list of songs he played from the Ticket 80s prom Friday
live
night
coverage.
From 7 p.m. Music. To 1 a.m.
So it was Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap, Show Me Love by Robin S., and then Don't Go by Yaz.
Oh, Don't Go.
The last one a little white, but still, they're all like club bangers. You know what I'm saying? I figured you might be familiar, at least, with Rhythm as a Dancer.
I'd have to hear the song.
Rhythm
I'm not familiar.
Rhythm as a Dancer. Oh,
okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We sounded just like it, so.
Yeah. Don't ever dedicate that song to me again. I'm kidding.
If there was bottle service in the 80s, that's
that
what would be
been
playing.
It. Just a bottle of Thunderbird and Boone's Farm. Yeah. That's all on the list. Oh, well, Davey, fun times for Friday night, man. Really enjoyed listening to that when I was driving around, listening to some of those tunes. We didn't have a lot of those tunes playing at my prom, but I still.
It was just the wobble on repeat?
The wobble wasn't out then, sir.
When did the wobble come out?
I don't know.
When did you master it?
The wobble.
I haven't mastered it. I don't line dance.
Is that fairly new?
It's probably, wobble has to be at
2008.
Least 2008. Oh, I was going to say 10 years, but that's.
What about the dip? Did you ever do the dip?
What's the dip?
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
I put my hand up on your head. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Yeah, I did that. I don't like
that was
songs.
90s,
I don't
right?
like songs telling me what to do.
Yeah, I think that was 90s.
Like, I want to do what I do what I want when it comes to.
Well, you know what? That. Maybe next year, maybe Ticket 80s Prom 7, you can collab with me.
Oh, and that would
you
be.
Can, you can help me come up with the perfect hip hop or 80s club music set.
And then I'm gonna throw in a ballad or two because we were all about the slow dancing also at our prom.
Okay.
We have to see if you can move those hips a little bit, see how close you can get. I would love to give you a few tunes for that.
Okay, because I try not to repeat myself. I've made some mistakes in the past, but for the most part, I haven't repeated any songs.
Yeah, I can promise you the songs that I give you, you probably won't repeat.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm heading into year 7. I'm running out of ideas, I definitely will need your help.
You're fine. Well, Davey, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it. Love when you see the signal and you respond.
Dave.
Sometimes
I am happy to be your backup.
Oh, we love it. All right, hit it. Tip sheet, let's go. Everyone, all together. 1, 2, 3, 4, Davey!
Dave.
Davey! Davey!
Davey!
Davey!
Davey!
Davey!
Davey!
Davey!
Davey!
Davey! Wells,
Yo, it's the microphone.